On behalf of Barakpur Gandhi Smarak Sangrahalaya, we met Sri Prabhat Chandra Ganguly at his Calcutta residence on the 5th April 1964 and requested him to speak to us some of his reminiscences about Mahatma Gandhi. In reply, Prabhat Babu said,
"It may seem strange that a comparatively common man like me daring to talk about a great man like Gandhiji, but when we take into consideration that Gandhiji was more of a common man and his love for the lowly of the lowest, the Bhangis, made him made low by centuries of suppression by the higher caste, that at the fag end of his life he devoted most of his time in their midst, in Bhangi colony, trying to uplift them, it becomes patent that a common man may talk about him in detail, which is not known to many. I am fortunate to possess two letters, one written by Gandhiji himself and the other at his desire by his secretary Mahadevji Desai, which throws a floodlight about a phase of his life, showing in the first letter his solicitude for the common man, and in the, that written by Desaiji, his honest attempt to infuse courage and spirit of sacrifice among the fighters of Indian freedom. The first letter was written just at the eve of special sitting of Indian National Congress held at Calcutta under the presidency of Mrs. Annie Besant to the secretary of the first All India Social Service Conference, which was to be held in Calcutta, synchronizing with the Congress session. Dr. Dijendranath Maitro was the secretary, and myself and Srijut Amar Hom were assistant secretaries of the said conference. I, on behalf of the organizer of the conference, extended invitation to address the inaugural session to Gandhiji and Mrs. Sarojini Naidu. The object of the conference being laudable, and both of them accepted the invitation from a comparatively unknown man like me. We were not quite sure that the inaugural meeting will be so attractive to the masses, but for our utter surprise, the meeting hall was of the Calcutta University Institute. The venue of the meeting was overfilled long before the scheduled time, and over 1,000 people was clamoring for entrance. Huge gathering also in the street, making exit and entrance to the hall almost impossible. We were at our week's end, but fortunately a letter sent hastily by Gandhiji from his place where he was residing gave us cue to be relieved of the situation. He was busily engaged with the subject committee meeting of the Congress, yet he did not forget his promise to the Social Service Conference, and as the was at that time was getting nearer, he was keeping himself informed about what was taking place at the place of the meeting selected for the occasion. When he came to know of the eagerness of the huge mass to hear the message of the conference, he suggested an open-air meeting. We readily accepted and hastily arranged it at the College Square, thus avoided an impasse. Next, one written by Mahadevji was written as a reply to my letter as editor of the Bharat, asking Gandhiji, what should we do in Quit India movement of 1942 in conducting the newspaper when the morale of the Indian owned newspaper was at its lowest tip and the verge of submission. Madhavji replied that Gandhiji has received my letter and at his desire he begs to convey to me that it is our timidity that emboldens the British government to promulgate such arbitrary laws and ordinances. If most of the newspaper took to their duty to break it, then it would automatically be a dead letter. It is within our power to break it and make it a dead letter. This inspired me and the conductors of Bharat to such a height that they resolved to break all the meaningless ordinances and consequently Bharat was suppressed and all the staff, including the proofreader, compositor, news colors, and reporters were arrested and put to jail without trial. The other newspapers were so thoroughly terror-stricken that they would not, under even the Journalists Association, would dare to protest against this wholly unjustified law and wanton attack against press. I met Gandhiji many times during his Satyagraha movement, and I cherish two occasions in my mind. One during his stay at Sholpur Khadihat Pradistan, other one when he was staying at Baliaghata and trying his best to stop the orgies of violence let loose at Calcutta as a result of the Muslim League's direct action, bringing Calcutta within the pale of Pakistan. As more competent men than myself can give you a better account of them, I refrain from talking about the great work done by him. But I cannot reiterate the great impression of my mind about them of these two meetings. I wish to conclude this talk by narrating my first impression about him, which took place when I was quite a boy. It was when he launched the great passive resistance movement for wresting out the rights of Indians from unwilling South African government. In order to get monetary and moral support from Indians here, he appealed through press for support from India. And in response to it, an organization was set up at Calcutta to raise funds, of which committee my mother was elected president. This brought Gandhiji in close contact with my mother through correspondence. After a while, Gandhiji sent his own emissary, his trusted camp follower, Henry Pollack, to India. Pollack was not acquainted with any leader of Bengal, and he called on my mother for a letter of introduction from Gandhiji. My mother asked me to take him to Surinath Bhairavji and Bhupendranath Bose, who were my family friends. Pollack wrote all these things to Gandhiji, and to my utter surprise, I found that Gandhi took this little service of mine into account and sent through Mr. Pollack a memento in the shape of a special Satyagraha number of his journal, Indian Opinion. This journal gave me an insight to the great significance of the movement, and when the monthly journal Bharat Varsha was started, I wrote an article about the great movement within with Gandhiji and Kallenbach and others, pictures taken from Indian Opinion. This, I believe, is the first full account of Gandhiji's great work in Bengal. When Gandhiji came to reside permanently to India with a view to serve his motherland, he paid a visit to Calcutta and was Sadhan Mahmud Samaj was first to give him an welcome address, which was presided by my mother. At this meeting, I had the first glimpse of him. I am proud that through circumstances, I was one of those in Bengal who had the good fortune to know about his political opinion and practical operation to have a very large insight of this great man.